Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Was the love shown to Odell Beckham last night at the AAC as he took in the Mavs beatdown of the Suns with Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. This is Sean, RJ, and Bobby on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Jerry Jones live at 8:30. So, Bobby, yesterday was about the medicals. Oh, what else do you know about the schedule?
Yeah, medicals was the main thing yesterday. I think he did get a, obviously, like, kind of a cursory tour. I would imagine he talked to Mike McCarthy. I believe that's what McCarthy said yesterday. But it was funny. He was being very cagey on his own. Like even when Chill was walking with him, when they were in the tunnel, and he's like, how'd the meeting go today? He's like, or how'd the meeting go with Jerry? He's like, I can't tell you. He's like, okay,
he wasn't cagey.
Well, he said, but you did meet with Jerry, right? And he just lays out for 10 seconds and goes, I can't tell you.
He was trying to be nice.
He met with Jerry.
The most cagey he was with Calvin at the end. Like, Calvin would not leave his side. And he goes, I'm done, man. I got nothing else for you. And Calvin's like, okay, just check in. He's like, yes, sir. And that was it.
He didn't go like this to Calvin? Do the little
the
prayer hands and the
prayer hand emoji?
Yeah, like blessed.
What do you have against God, y'all?
Both nothing.
No, we have nothing against God.
Nothing.
Not at all.
No, I just
annoying.
I gotta say, I almost did check out on Odell when I saw every time he was on video, he was putting the prayer hands together and like bowing, like, yeah, thank you. Blessed.
So today is supposed to be about what?
Today will be a lot more, I think, about just the meetings and some of the discussion and some of the longer term ideas for what are you looking at? Like,
yeah, salary rise. Sure, how ready are you?
Just calm down, Choppy. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
It's got to be long term.
We'll see. I don't know. That's one of the things I am interested to hear about from Jerry. I want to know from Jerry at 8:20, like, or 8:30, if, like, has Odell given you any indication about that? Has he said, I can be ready this year? Or has he said, no, this is... Because I'm sure if he's talked to Jerry, that has to have come up already. That's going to be question number one for him.
Oh, it is this morning?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's question number one for Jerry when he sits down with Odell, is what I mean. But I don't know. Like, there's just a... You talk to... You can hear it on Jerry on his own, but you also, like, talk to people over there, and there's a sense, like, he's already kind of made up his mind. This is his Charles Haley. And so... It's going to be tough for them to walk away.
If you're Jerry and you find out that it's 50-50 that he even plays a single snap this year, that's including if they go to the Super Bowl. Do you still do it?
I think he goes 50-50 is enough for me. That's what I think he does.
Well, I do think the thing that gets lost in this is like not caring about next year at all. Like, we're all like, no. Yeah, obviously, I'm as impatient as anyone, but he can play for you next year as well. So, should we be saying adios, goodbye, see you later, forget it, it's canceled, if you don't have above a 50% confidence level he's going to play for you this season?
I agree, but the owner did say, whatever it's worth, it has to be this year. He has to have this year.
So, Steven said that yesterday, too.
Here's Steven yesterday on with the KMC Masterpiece Confidence Meter in getting this thing done.
It's like doing contracts, as I've always said. I never project and never guess, are we close? Are we a long ways out? Nothing's ever done until it's done, and a lot of times it doesn't get done. So we'll just see where this thing takes us. we look forward to the next 24 to 36 hours spending time with Odell, and we'll see where it takes us.
He was also asked a follow-up. What did you think when Jerry told the media he was willing to do, and he may have to do something uncomfortable? He may have to do something uncomfortable to lock this up.
I don't know. I didn't hear it, so it's hard for me to comment on. But, you know, I think anytime you stretch to make yourself better, it's going to, you know, when you're trying to make a deal, then you can be uncomfortable. And usually the best deals are when both sides are a little uncomfortable and it ends up working out. But we'll just see. But I'm not exactly sure what he meant by that.
So we'll ask him this morning at 8:30. Everybody was in on the recruitment. You had Dez Bryant. You had Luka afterwards. Yeah. Dirk and Chandler Parsons were attending the game. And then you heard the crowd chanting OBJ to try to lock it up.
So yeah, it was. I do love the laugh there from Steven at the beginning of that question. Is the same laugh he gave at the press conference when Mike McCarthy said, well, I didn't really watch every snap of the season. It's that very uncomfortable, like, I don't know what uncomfortable means.
Yeah. Luka was asked if he helped try to recruit. He said, I tried. After the game, I saw him. Hopefully, I can't say nothing, but go Cowboys. So he was sitting next to Diggs. I was like, are they going to switch this up after halftime to have Micah get in his ear and try to talk to him? But instead, he was sitting next to Kris Jenner's boyfriend. Yeah. So hopefully, now he's a diehard Cowboy fan, Amanda told me. So hopefully that can play in our favor.
We'll see what kind of recruit Luka can maybe recruit football players better than NBA players.
That's right.
I think in order to recruit Odell, like, they would have wanted him to throw the game so that Booker could have won.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that I don't know that beating down Devin Booker and making him look like a clown again is going to encourage him.
Dez did post a big dinner last night.
Yeah, was it 19 grand or something like that, right?
Dez, Bobby sent me this. I thought first this was Bobby's tab at Boomer Jacks that his wife
got out of control.
That his wife was a big fan of. But this is Dez at Nick and Sam's, where we are going for our Jared Sandler charity dinner for the Tolo, who bids the highest for the Bays this Sunday, Top Golf in the Colony. Let me read you a couple things on here. Now, Dez posted this on his IG. He didn't post anyone at the table that you could make out.
Nope.
Look, obviously a ton of food.
Yeah.
Two Clase Azul Reposados.
Ooh.
$55 a piece.
Okay.
Two lemon drops. Oh, man.
The lemon were there.
The lemon drops. Oh, yeah. Hey, they taste good. Look, they were only $3 a piece. That's the thing to order that Nick and Sam's moving forward. I was like, is that only a six?
No way. $3, that's it?
$3 a lemon drop? Casamigos Reposado, $24.75. Eight Don Julio, $19.42.
Okay, that'll run you a pretty penny.
That's $45 a piece.
Ooh, that's cheaper? That's cheaper than the repo of Clase Azul? Really?
Five Sink Ext Anejo.
I assume that's Sincoro Anejo.
Sincoro. That was $2.52 a drink. What is it?
I assume it's Sincoro X Anejo.
Is that the MJ tequila you got me?
Yeah, but I got you the Blanco.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get you the $250 a shot.
You got me the G, not the X. $2.52 a drink. Then we had Cabernet, Casamigos, a lot of tequila. Ton of tequila, and then all the different food, the Chateaubriand. Service charge, $2,900. Subtotal, $17,830 and $19,303 that Dez posted at the end. Was Odell there? That's the question.
I'm a judger. I'm not a wine guy at dinner. I will judge. I'll judge a little bit of see what kind of wine you get. I know you're a big wine guy.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're getting a cheapo bottle of wine or a super expensive bottle of wine, I'll judge. Even though I'm not a wine guy, I still judge.
I think this is a. You mean you're judging the wine, or you're judging if someone drinks it?
Well, I guess it depends on what. I wouldn't get wine with a steak necessarily. That's just not my style.
Okay. But like everyone else in the world, mainly you don't like it.
Yeah. No, I think of a steak. I mean, if I'm gonna eat something that's gonna increase my testosterone, like a good piece of meat. And I'm going to want some like whiskey or something like that. But if you get a wine, you better go all in on that.
Yeah. I think this is a cheaper one.
Yeah?
Cake bread, $225, which I'm assuming at that place is one of the cheapest.
Yeah.
So that was the Dez dinner. Dirk was there. Chandler Parsons. I don't know if they were at that table, but maybe the continuing recruitment of Odell took place. As for the game, my Lord, do they own the Phoenix Suns. Straight ownership. Luka didn't even play in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker started off ice cold. He ended up with 11 points. Ugh. 4 of 13. Chris Paul did not play. Ayton, I keep saying this when they play the Mavs, he could have 35 whenever he wants. They just don't keep giving it to him. He was 9 of 11. He scored 20, and Luka ended up with 33. Dinwiddie with 21. The guy who was getting a ton of the praise during and after the game was Josh Green. Josh Green, mm-hmm. according to Jason Kidd, said he's going to get paid. Someone's going to pay him. He said the same thing about Brunson last year. Josh Green ended up with 16 points. And our guy, Bobby, Christian Wood with 18. Mavs just absolute dominance from start to finish.
Yeah, and look, I mean, just like Monday Night Football, all you had to do was watch the last 2 minutes. Because it was Jaden Hardy time. 10 points in 2 minutes, 4 of 5 shooting, which, I mean, with that efficiency, Jason Kidd is liable to play him 24 minutes a night.
There you go.
I mean, that's...
it's almost more than Christian Wood.
Yeah, almost. But no, see, I will say, even though Christian Wood played well yesterday, the biggest issue on Christian Wood and his efficiency is there is always at the end of that. It's like, oh, good, he was 6 for 12, made a couple threes, 9 boards, 18 points. And then you look down and you're like, oh, he also had 6 turnovers and he had 4 fouls. Like he does too often turn the ball over. He does foul. He's not great switching on defense. I understand why they have their issues with him, but also, like, you need buckets. Put him in the game.
Mavs are 12 and 11. The Suns are 16 and 8.
How long before Josh Green is the official second best player on this team?
It is Christian Wood if you allow him to play, but I would say it goes Luka, Christian Wood, Jaden Hardy, and then
Dinwiddie.
Nope. Yeah. In fact, I may have Jaden Hardy number one after last night.
Freaking troll.
I'm not trolling. Watch Bassett come in here. Bassett's gonna be like, I got a Jaden Hardy jersey last night.
Meanwhile, the game that I said was unwatchable kind of backfired on me in the last 3 minutes.
Tackle made, game over. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have swept the Saints. Fire the cannons, folks. You saw a good one. You saw a great one. And the greatest of all time delivers. Thank you, Tom Brady. Thank you, Bucks. Go home happy, fans in red.
Oh, my.
Fire the cannons, Gene Deckerhoff.
God. Bucks radio with the call. They were down 16-3 with 5 minutes left. And Brady ends up throwing 2 touchdowns to finally break the Dennis Allen curse. The Saints head coach, who was their DC, who usually shuts Tom out in terms of touchdown passes.
It was a great final 3 minutes. That's about the best thing you could say. Other than that, there was not a whole lot of movement in this game. You know, the Saints moved the ball between the 20s pretty well. Once they got inside the red zone, they kind of stalled out. Tampa didn't move the ball much really at all. It didn't seem that the entire game. I was stunned to find this out. The Fantex brought this up. Tom's top 10 in passing yards this year.
That's volume, though, isn't
that's
it?
It is. But they did have a bye. So it's not like they're the team without the bye yet.
Yeah, but he's still, like, he threw 54 passes last night. He'll throw 50 passes a game and average, like, 5.8 yards per pass.
They look like the Steelers passing game.
Ugh.
With Roethlisberger.
Well, then that means it's time to retire.
I mean, unless you want to blame it on the offensive line not being there.
I mean, that has to play into a little bit, but, you know, quarterbacks oftentimes make the offensive line better by, you know, setting the protection, getting rid of the ball quicker. Tom's just getting rid of the ball quick, but he's not taking shots downfield when he's doing it, and that's a problem.
Out of the top 18 in passing yards, Tom is the lowest yards per attempt at 6.4. Yeah. You have to get all the way down to 19 and Kyler Murray to find his 6.1, which is brutal.
And the Cowboys facing them in round one would give you what feeling right now?
They'd be favorites. They'd be favorites, and I'd feel confident about it.
They would probably, yeah, they'd be favorites. I mean, look, that if, of all the teams, Minnesota, I assume Seattle now, right? Are we assuming Seattle or San Fran still in the West with their quarterback situation?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Kyle Shanahan was trying to say yesterday, maybe he doesn't have the Liz Frank injury. We're waiting on some good news. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Maybe they have Baker Mayfield, which, by the way, if they add Baker Mayfield, now I would dump the 49ers behind the Vikings.
Huh.
But right. as long as they roll with Brock Purdy, who Fred Warner, by the way, told Rich Eisen yesterday, we can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy.
Whoa.
Okay. So there's confidence there.
Okay. All right. We have Dion's money that he's making at the new place. Everyone in the world is rooting for Coach O to reemerge in Vegas, and Adam Schefter has gotten himself in trouble again. That's all next with Sean, RJ, and Bobby right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.